Parshas Bamidbar, you have, besides the Minyan Shvatim, you have a tzura of a certain structure of Klal Yisrael. You have Aydabah Shal Moshe V'an Leimor, Ish Al Digloi Be'oiseis Le'beis Avoisam Yachna, Ish Al Digloi Be'oiseis Le'beis Avoisam Yachna B'nei Yisrael Mineged Soviv Lo'el Moed Yachna. Klal Yisrael has a certain seder of Nesias, a certain seder of Chania, and that is in the tzura of the Degolim. Now, the tzura of the Degolim is a structure Klal Yisrael. There's Rashi Degolim, and there's a seder Degolim. The seder Degolim is strange, mitzad, what its purpose is, what its darg is, and so on. The Medrash says, where did it come from? It says, Dova Acha, Heviyan el Beis Hayayin, Bisho Shenigal Kodesh Baruch Hu Har Sinai, Yod Imoy Chopez Vavashom Malachim. It says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on Sinai, all the Malachim came with him, Vayukulam Asuyim Degolim Degolim, Shenema Dogol Mervava, Kim Shoyisam Neisoshim Asuyim Degolim Degolim. When Klal Yisrael saw that the Malachim are arranged in sections, hischilu misavim ledegolim. They wanted very much to be like a degel. Amru alavai kach onunasim degolim kemoisam. Alavai, we would be like that. Lekach nema v'yanei b'sayayin zesinai, and so on. So, first of all, and Chazal say, Omla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma nisavisem lasis degolim, chayecham shalim malam mishal asechem. You wanted to be degolim, I'm going to fulfill your ratzin. So first of all, if the Golem is so good and so chashim and so wonderful, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the highest darg and so on, why didn't it last in Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, there's a vague sense of the Beis Hamikdash was sort of in the middle, sort of an approximate middle of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore everybody was around the Beis Hamikdash. But you certainly didn't have this miyuchadik aseda of the golem that you have over here. There's a miyuchadik aseda over here of the golem that there's an arrangement, perfectly centered, and one behind another, and so on. If the golem was such a good oifim, why in Beis HaMikdash don't you have that? You also find that the Yaakov Avinu, it says, when Yaakov Avinu was nifta, he had Klal Yisrael go in the order of the Golem when they brought back the Mita to Eretz Yisrael. So it's hard to understand what was the point of the Golem then. If the point of the Golem was that Klal Yisrael was this Avatim Melech Malachim and so on and so forth, then what in the world was the Metzias of the Golem in going to the Levaya? I mean, it's what's the point of it? Over here, they wanted to imitate the Malachim, there was the Mishkan in the middle, and so on. And so Yaakov Avinu, the Mita was, let's say, was Kaddish. But B'chol Oifin, you don't have this whole parasha of Malachim. It seems as if the Nesiyah itself, the journey from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, is a makom for the Golem. And Yaakov Avinu was mashrishit when he set up Klal Yisrael as the Golem, when he brought his Mita back, and then Klal Yisrael carried on with it when they saw the Malachim and so on. Another inyan over here, a diuk in the word over here, it says that the Klal Yisrael saw and they were misave to the Golem. The word misave, the word taiva, is used either usually in a bad sense or physical. L'mashal, his avu taiva by the asafsuf was bad. They wanted what they craved for things that they shouldn't have craved for. The avodah zarah, it says, his avu lahem avodah zarah. They craved avodah zarah. The only place where you find in Lashon Shonis Chazal Taiva in a positive way, by Klal Yisrael at least, is it says they wanted, how did they get involved in the Milchamis with Canaan? It says they wanted to taste his avolem, to taste the mayim of Eretz Yisrael, the pears of Eretz Yisrael. There was some sort of taiva for the mayim pears. So even though it wasn't bad over there, but the fact that it was something physical, the word taiva addresses itself. So the word taiva can mean something physical, food, even if it's not bad necessarily. It usually means something extra, unnecessary. Something that you need is a tzarchem, is tzarchei guf. Something that you crave for, kind of implying that there's no need for it, that's where the word taiva is. The only other place that comes to mind that the word taiva has a sort of positive connotation is, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, evil o dir b'tachtoinim. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make the world was because he was mis'avet av dir b'tachtoinim. Over there it's also because the word taiva refers to a physical entity, so to speak. Our world is material. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the kesher, that's called taiva. But b'derekal, when Kasa wants something good, it's rotza. Rotza this, rotza lasas nachas ruach. The word rotza fits a lot more than taiva. It's not a taiva to be like Malach HaSharis. It's a rotzen, it's a sheifa, whatever word. Taiva is a strange word over here. Another inyan, which is kind of in a bigger sense of the inyanim over here, is the relationship of the whole going in the midbar to Klai Yisrael afterwards. You have a lot of inyanim that were only there in the midbar. You had the Mishkan, and then the Mishkan was Nignas. So I understand that you can't build a permanent structure in the midbar, and you can't, and a mobile structure is not the right thing to have in a permanent place. But it seems if there's a whole parsha, it goes together. The Mishkan, the Nesias, the Golem, those are all anhagas that are shaykh to the midbar only, and they're gone. It's very strange. Torah, the thing that we say about Torah is that it's eternal. It's the nitzchias of Torah. The Torah's emes is that it's nitzchias, and it's always true. So to have a hayruah shah, to have a whole seder, the Ramban says in Akdama that Bamidbar is the seder of, there are almost no mitzvahs l'dairis in it. To have a whole mahalach, a whole chumash called Bamidbar, a whole seder dvarim which is only lemeko, it's only l'shaito, is strange. And you find milus over here. There are milus in the Mishkan, like the Dgolim, for instance, that it's only going to be afterwards we'll have it again. It seems as if some of the things that were there were Bemis Chashuv, and we'll only have them later. It's mother, we should go from Naliyah to Yerida to Naliyah again. One more point about the inyan of the comparison of Dora Midbar to the future Doris. It's a very, very unclear Chazal, or more than that. It's a lot of contradictory inyanim in Chazal on how to understand Dora Midbar versus the other Dairis. Chazal say in the word Darda that Klal Yisrael was a b'china of Dor Deya. It's a medrash in two or three places that was the Dora Midbar, they were the Dor of Deya. They were the Dor that heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was their Metzias. So L'chur, that's very good. The next time there will be a Dor of Deya is Lazilova, when it says Umola Aretz Deya Kemayim Yam Mechasim. So Dor Deya was in the Midbar, and then it's going to be Lazilova. On the other hand, Dor Midbar is considered to be a terrible Dor. Aboim Shana Okut Bedor Vayima Amtei Levav Heim. The Dor HaMidbar is something that everything about it was Nignas. It didn't leave over a Zecha, really. And it's very, very in the Shira, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Tvi'eimoy v'sita'eimoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael and implant them. In other words, Dor HaMidbar is a temporary tkufa. It should not last. It should not be the permanent metzias of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should get its permanent metzias very soon. If this was the Dor HaDeya, which was much more elevated, Lamashal, the Beis HaMikdash is Charev, but the place still carries Kedusha. That even B'Shoi Masan, the Kodesh, Kitcha L'Shayte, Kitcha L'Sidlovo, the Mokum HaMikdash is a Halacha. The Har Sinai, which was part of the Midbar experience, is not Kodesh. There's no Kedusha in Har Sinai. It's even if we know where it is, it has no Dinim. So are you talking that the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, Kav Yochan, its greatest Gilui, has no Kedusha, and the place where it will be, and the place where Shlomo built, there was some Ashos HaShechinah that there is Kedusha, the Mishkan is gone, and there's no real, everything is gone. It's a very, very unclear sense of how the different parts relate to each other. So let's try to understand a little bit the relationship of Dor Midbar to the other Doris, and Bemis in a certain sense it's a klal kol ha-Torah kula. There's a Loshon HaZoher over here. It says Hashem Zchoronu Yivarech HaSpeis Yisrael. So Chazal, the Zoya says that the Zoya teaches the word Zchoronu Miloshon Zocher, Miloshin Zcharim, male. That since the males were only the males were counted, and in the Midbar, Yevarech is Beis Yisrael, they should be Mevarech, the women and the Taf and everyone else who wasn't counted. That's the Loshon HaZoher. The Avraham was light, and Tzitz Ha'aretz says he gives it a little bit he broadens the Havana of the Zoya Kaddish, and he says that the Pshad is the Dor HaMidbar was a Bchina of Zohar to all the Doras that will come. It's not talking about specifically the men and women of that Dor, but Dor HaMidbar as such is the Dor that is the Dor of Deya, and the Dor, it's Mevarech the rest of the Doras with the Metzias of with Deya. So all the other Doras are Mikabel their Shefa from the Dor HaMidbar, from the Dor HaDeya, and they're the ones that are Mashpia, which makes it even more striking to understand the Milas and Chesroinus of the Dor HaMidbar. Atoyim Pegreichem BaMidbar, I mean, it's a horrible lashon, Pega's carcasses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you 40 years you're going to wander in a desert until the last carcass of yours is left in the Midbar. It's a horrible hagdara, and yet this is the door that's mashpia das. Yoyim Hashematav Shemakecha B'choyrev is the Messiah from the Dor HaDeya. We have to try to understand what's the relationship of Dor HaDeya to the other Doras and how it works. And Lasid Lavoi. So the pshat's like this. In a person's, let's take a person's guf. If we're talking about the claim of Chayzal, let's take a person's guf. In a person's guf, the physical avarim of a person are mechanical and are all tolui in their metzias as such. For instance, if a person were to take a hand and dissect it, looking at the muscles and the bones and the joints, one could tell you exactly how it works. One could explain which muscle tightens and which and pulls which other muscle and which joint acts as the hinge, and it's all it's the metzias of it is there. I can even stimulate it with an electrical spark and it will make some motion, because physically the hand is the hand. Within the hand itself we have all of the characteristics of what a hand does. It takes das to direct it and say pick up this object, pick up that object, and so on. It's true about all the environment, the guf. The one Eva that's not at all like that is a person's seichel / da'as. A person's seichel is physically attached to something. I mean, it has something. If you chasson pagan, the brain is pagan in some part of the dea. But it's not in any mechanical way connected. Looking at the seichel, looking at the moach, looking at the brain, even after all we know, still does not give us a very good idea of the das that's in it. It's the das is somewhat connected to it, but it's really not part of it. The which means on the one hand, the das is above the brain; it's not attached to it; it's independent of it in a certain way. On the other hand, it's very easy for das to disappear because it's not built in. It's not like a hand which is. It's metzias is to lift something. The das is kind of something that is. It's hard to be kainer. It's not. It's poreach. It's got its. The fact that it's so loosely connected is its problem. A person in his ruchnistic sense has the same type of arrangement, same type of structure. A person has midas and anhagas, what he does. He does mitzvahs, he does chasadim, and so on and so forth. Those are all in Yanim that are maisim and are pretty much part of the Seder Advarim of the person. And then you have Das, which is Mashpia on the rest of the person. It gives meaning to what a person does. A person does something as Misasik is one Darga, Einem Miskavon is a second Darga, Bedas Ubikavona is a third Darga, Meyachad Yechudim is a fourth Darga. Every single, the Das has is mashpia on the entire guf. It gives it meaning and tochen, but it itself is something that's very hard to pin down. In a very, very big scale, in a very, very big picture, mokom, pinning down something that has a shaykhis to this world is shaykh to mokom. It's shaykh to a specific place. There are things that are not shaykh to specific places, rare, but they're not so much shaykh to a specific makom, and that has its own mitzvahs. For instance, let's take an example. Every single person, the sheif of every single person is to be, to settle down, to have a place that's his own, and to boil anachla amnucha. Those are a person's sheifas. The army, for instance, the armed forces and everywhere make a point of constantly moving their people. 2 years in one place, 2 years in another place, 2 years in the third place. There are practical reasons for it, but one of the more deeper psychological reasons is an army person should not be shayach to any one place. He doesn't belong in Carolina. He belongs to the army. His mitzias, he bimikra, that the camp is pitched in a certain place. But it's not really, any time you have a makom, you are shayach to the makom, and you're limited by the makom. When you're attached to something beyond the makom, when you're disengaged from a makom, and your whole mitzias is part of something else, then you are completely caught up with that in you. The one of the big criteria is the same way a company that if it wants its worker not to have any other life but the company, moving around is part of it. It's part of that same psychology. Makom and kvias means you become subordinate to a certain place, to a certain makom, and above it, you and if you're just tied to a cause, work or whatever it is, then you don't have a particular makom. Wherever you are, you are. That's in a very global way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ruchnius comes in two dargas and ultimately in a third. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was building the Kaima of Klal Yisrael, The first thing you need to build in the Kaim of Klai Yisrael is the Bechinas Das. Das is awareness, Das is Kesher, Das is the Metzias of Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Metzias that is Menutik, that's completely divorced from any other Makom. If a person has something else, he's not Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachim are the brios that are shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol kuloi. A malach, the Rambam, when he explains the different categories of Nivroim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely without description. A malach can be described and limited, but not in place. You can say this is the malach that's in charge of refuah. But where the malach lives is a moot point. Where the malach is, where he happens to find himself, he doesn't have a name, he doesn't have a place, he only has a job. So when malachim come down with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world is has makomos. A malach doesn't have a makom. The only way we can describe how do I find malach refuel, he's in the second row in the Tzad Mizrach Kaviyachal Veshchina. That's his address. His address is what his position is, distance and angle away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, like the Rambam says, how do you define, he says there's 10 malachim. How do you define the difference of 10 malachim? I mean, if you can't, there's no picture of them. They don't have any bodies. They don't have any makomos. How? So the Rambam says you define it by the difference in the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the level of the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the arrangement of malachim is an arrangement that is kol kuloi around HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they have no metzias of their own. Not name and not place for sure, and nothing else. That is, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down into this world, how do I dehera malach in this world? In this world where we do give addresses, the address is he's Tzad Kedma, the third Shura of Roya Pnei HaMelech. That's the oifen of it. So the whole Metzias of Malachim, the whole Metzias of Pamaya Malachim was their Metzias is defined in terms of relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael in Dor HaMidbar was the same Metzias. In a Midbar, there is no place. A Midbar has no makom. There's no way you can define. In Eretz Yisrael, it says the Gvul goes to this river, and it stops by this mountain, and it goes to this yam. In a Midbar, it's Vayisu Shloisha Yomim, it's how many days they've traveled. There's no place. Midbar's Mufka from Yishuv. It has no Makom Yishuv, and it's not a place that you can define in any way. So B'meila, the Midbar was a Tkufa of Klal Yisrael building themselves in an Oifin that's Mufka from Makom. I mean, the only way you can exist in the Midbar is Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisu. That's why the word Hisavu is used. That's the word Taiva. The word Taiva means something that is really not. It's beyond you. A person needs X. He wants X plus. Taiva refers to a craving, which is something that it's not really part of his metzias. The metzias of the golem is a malachtik metzias. Klal Yisrael as human beings, who will later not have such an haga, and that's the ikkar we'll see soon, for them to want that type of setup was an element of taiva. It was beyond what a human being can be. But the Midbar was a tkufa, like it says, where Klal Yisrael was building up the Deya. And building up the Deya, in awareness, there is no Metzias of self. And that's why Har Sinai happened to be a place where they're going to have Mira Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the place was Goyrim. The Har Sinai itself is not the makom that's Roif HaShos HaShchina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like Moshe Madav HaDoyme. If I build a house, it just becomes my place. I invest time and effort into making it. This is where my mitzvah is going to be. If I rent a hotel or if I make a wedding or whatever it is, I look for a place, but it's there. As long as I'm there, it's mine. I'm gone, I'm gone. I needed a place. I needed a place to eat. I looked around. Here's a place to eat. I went and ate there. But it's not that the makom is groma bichlal. So Har Sinai happened to be a place that Kadosh Baruch Hu happened to pass by. That's not that itself is, it doesn't have any kedusha. Makom HaMikdash is the place in the world that has in itself the foundation for hosting a Mikdash. The Mishkan is a temporary structure for when I need to bring Karbanis, I put it down. But it doesn't stalzach to any makom. So wherever the Mishkan was, it was. When you picked up Mishkan and left, it's finished. You could make a basic kisa, it makes no difference. It's gone. It never was there. In Eretz Yisrael, it's one of the differences between Batei Knesiyah Shebe Eretz Yisrael. It says the chutzah is the made al tnai. And that's why we're making the kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, they're not. So besides the practical issues, there's also a very in the hair of it. In Batei Knesiyah in Eretz Yisrael is the makom where ruchnius is its mitzias. So when a person's kaveya beis haknesses there, that becomes its mitzias. In Chutz La'aretz, it's always, everything is temporary. A person needs to daven, so he sits down and davens. He needs a minion, he brings a minion here. He needs to have a minion every day, he makes it here. But it never, the makom doesn't shtel itself to the la'alacha. It works because it's tonight, it's an assumed tonight, but I was thinking mitzad the teichon shaboy, there's such a deher. So there are three phases. The first phase is the phase of deya, and that requires to be cut. Torah had to be given in Midbar Sinai. It had to be given in a place that's not a place. Everything that came down from Shemayim was completely centered around Shechina, because there's nothing else but Shechina. And Klal Yisrael in that darga, Klal Yisrael in that framework was the same. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar went with the same structure, and that was their Metzias. Yaakov Avinu, before the Golas started off with such a Mahalach as well. He put them into a framework of Kulei Dovuk to Yaakov. That's the Mahalach of the Golem. Our Metzias is not Reuven and Shimon and Levi, but the front, the side, the back, the first, the second, the third. Your Metzias is Nikva al pi your Shaychus to the Aron, and that's it. But Deya in itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it did not create the world for that. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was evil loy mokoim, moishav, b'tachtoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted kaviyochol a mokom. In other words, he wanted the Deya to go and permeate a place, a body. The equivalent of a body in a person is a place in the world. And once a mahalach of Deya was complete, Klal Yisrael now had to go and bring it into Eretz Yisrael. It's a big parasha in understanding Dar Midbar, but the pasuk uses such a harsh lashon, atoim pigreichem by Midbar. The bodies of Klal Yisrael, in the Dar Midbar were not on a good madrega. The Deya was Dar Deya. In other words, the yichud of the Dar of Dar Midbar was the Deya. They panim al panim, HaKadosh Baruch spoke with them. Yoyim Hashemata fe Hashem Kecha b'choyrev. In mitzad the Deya Shaboy, this became the mocker of Deya for all the Dayers. Hashem Schorono Yivarech, the Pchinas Zohar, that's Mevarech, Klal Yisrael, in the rest of its Koyma, comes dafke from that door. Mitzad the Tikkun in their Guf, in the whatever other mitzvahs, that wasn't the Yichud of Dar Midbar. It's a certain Maila. When I say, Pigreichem, it says this is not really you. These are animal skins that you had to be dressed with, but that's not Klai Yisrael. It's not the day of Klai Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael came into a makom, so first of all, there's a tremendous Yiridus Hadargas. Klai Yisrael no longer was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly in the way that they were in Dor HaMidbar, as each was Taras Gafnoi and so on. Yerushalayim was the Emtza, in a sort of pretty much, but everybody had his own place. Naphtali was sat in one place, and Don sat in another place. There's a Gvul. Each one has his Gvulis and Mekomos and Amim that it was Kovish. Everybody became associated to a Makor. And Lechur, it's a Yerida. It's a Yerida in Dairis. It's a Yerida in Darga. But the Chachma was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tachlis of the Deya, was to permeate all of those Mekomos and to bring it out from there. Let's give a mashal. A person learns the mashal. A person dances. Dancing is supposed to bring out certain feelings. It's supposed to express something. When a person has a regesh he wants to express through dancing, through speaking, through singing, through writing, a lot of different ifanim. So the first stage is the person has the idea, the feeling, whatever you want to call it. The second stage is he begins to try to paint it, dance it, whatever it is. The first hargasha is that I'm a kvatz fasayim. I can't. My body does not possess in itself the nimbleness to be able to give out an idea. It weighs down. No matter how many words I use, and no matter how I carve them, I still haven't given over the beauty and of my feelings, and so on. And there is always a Yerida, because the Deya is a Malach in a certain sense. It's not encumbered by any body, by any heaviness, by anything. And the first Hargasha is that it's a Yerida, and it's a Nitik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a big fall. But the Nafgemina is that which is on the level of Deya does not last. It's at the real. It's not real in this world. It has a certain ephemeral quality to it because it's not embedded in the world. Thoughts and ideas and feelings float in and out. That's our sensation. We think good thoughts, we think bad thoughts. They float. They float in and out. They're not meaningful. It chalapet this world, the only things that are real, the only things that are emes, are those things that land and root themselves into something physical. To be emoi visita emoi. The tefillah was that those things come to Eretz Yisrael and take root and grow. It says, Reb Chaim Shlomo used to always say over, that neshamas are very, very holy. But it says that shedim were neshamas that didn't have a guf. He said there's mazikim, shedim, are neshamas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have the time to make a guf for them, Erev Shabbos. So Reb Chaim said, holy neshamas that don't have an appropriate guf are all mazikim. That was his the way he said it. The things that a person, they're meaningless. They're not real unless the person finds a place, it takes root and begins to grow. So on the one hand, you lose out on the quality of purity, on the quality of nothing but ruchnius. On the other hand, those things start becoming metzias. In this world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world, the only things that have metzias are places that have a makom. They're shayach to something, they're bound by something, and so on. When an artist has an idea to express something, it's in his head, it's pure, but that's all it is. When he carves it out in stone, it's lost some of its fine expression, but it's gained a certain permanence that is not shayach if it's not there. The at some point, there's aftocha mola aretz and deyak, that the world can become just like this. It's sometimes a person sees a dancer who's so good, it's as if he's floating in air. You realize that the body has taken on, it has almost perfectly synchronized with the lev, nefesh, whatever it is of the person. And that's when you have the two together in a way that is the tachlis. That's globally. There are midbar, there are deya, klai sol afterwards, that's Israel. In every person's life, that's the mahalach. There's a certain lack. We're missing a piece. A person turns on, becomes yom amadati al daiti. Every person has a yom amadati al daiti. A person at some point becomes nesoyer to ruchnius, becomes nesoyer to become ben Torah, to learn, to be avid Hashem, and so on. And and it's presented as a derech of constant aliyah, which is true. And a person grows. And then when a person gets married, when a person, or the next tkufa in life, which is the big, long tkufa, time-wise is the big tkufa in life, it switches. Even if a person is zeicha to be in Dala Amishal Alocha, Kol Yomov, he's way more osuk in this world than he ever was before. And a person is tkuf of sharp aliyah, of a bachu sitting and learning, has no daigas but sitting and learning. There's really very little that needs to encumber him, and that's his metzias. It's kuloi growing, kuloi steiging, kuloi ruchnis. So ma'asolana lekim. What are Kodesh Baruch Hu do? You get up at the Shev Brachas and you say, ah, kalashav lishav loteira, and the next day he has to go and sign for the apartment, he has to drop his furniture, and he has to this, and he has to that, and that. It's almost like a stira. The Gemara says, the teretz is, the tkufa of yom omde al daitoi belongs to dor deidik malachim. Yes, the first tkufa in the binyan of Tzuras Adam, the first point you have to put on is the awareness of that which is kulei kodesh. And that's the metzias that the person is. A person cannot be bigger than his daya is. And if his das is, if he's a cotton bedas, the do lespe mayispe, then he has nothing. He can't be shoef to more than he is. He can be shoef to shakel more than he shakels, but he can't be shoef to anything bigger than what he's experienced or at least touched or at least been part of. And a person has the tkufa of midbar, because it's kule ruchnius and it's kule unproductive. He hasn't raised a child, he hasn't tilled the ground, it hasn't stelled itself to this world in a kiyuzeh. He learns about honesty, but he has no bills to pay. He learns about chesed, but he has nothing to give. He learns about a chaver, but betzim it's called kule, and it's supposed to be that way. But understand that this is the same, nothing that he touches can have permanence to it, because he's menutik from everything. The first step in that connection, where the person transitions from Dor Midbar, from Dor Deya, to Dor Eretz Yisrael, is a letdown. It's just like the person who is inspired and has beautiful feelings. Then he takes a pen in his hand and tries to write it down, and he writes and writes and writes and throws it in the garbage, because he feels weighed down terribly, and almost kilu death. I don't know. It's a nisayon or it's nenash, whatever it was. The teretz is, this is the deya, but without the goof afterwards, without trying to etch it into the world, it has no metzias. It's fantasy. If the difference in fantasy and reality is, does it have a makom in the world or not? If it's, as long as it's only in your mind, that's called fantasy. When it has a reality outside of your mind, that's when it starts being called reality. And then a person begins slowly to hammer away at things. In a way, he just knows his day requires this and this and this. And it's frustrating because it's hard, heavy, and the fantastic growth that he felt was there is not there anymore. It's very slow and painful, a lot of steps back. But he has to understand, now he's beginning to mekayim. The tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't the first shlav. As far as the first shlav was concerned, to be in a midbar around our Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have left us in Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to give us gufas. Like we could have been in the matzah we were before. The Ratzon HaBayri was that we carved this world into a makor moshav. And it begins a long and laborious process of everything. Whether a person being mefarnes himself, raising a mishpacha, mechanech kids, being part of a tzibur, all of the things that are heavily physically involved, materially involved, all that happens afterwards. If a person did right, then what comes out on the other side is umala oretz deo kamayim liyamechasim. If a person gave up, became sidetracked, or whatever it is, then it really is terrible. A person lives with the fantasy of what was, the reality that's in his face, and it's not an easy matzah. When a person is able to translate it, and a person keeps at it, he understands this is I understand what it's supposed to look like, and I will keep chipping away at the stone till it takes on the tzur I want to take it. The ultimate is when reality and ideal match up. But it's never starts at the first step. It always finishes at the last step. And it's heavy work. It's brick by brick to schlep. If it's something that needs a lot of input that you don't see it very easily. The day-to-day rigors of life, of schlepping and doing and shaping and so on, are you don't very well see what's happening. And it seems as if it is, it's weighing down and not letting you grow. But the growth, the tachlis of the growth was to be able to put that picture into it. But Midbar is a chelik of Torah. But it's telling me that one of the aroi stage of a person's life is, it's not temporary because of just b'mikra, like Hayruah Shah. That's the mahalach of the connection between Mitzrayim, going out l'cheirus and beginning to build and to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants includes those two phases. It includes a phase of Deya, and therefore the avodah of a person in the years that the person has, or the time during the day that the person has, to build the Deya, should be as divorced as possible from Yonarum Hazah. The person should be Shakur and Limud Navoida. He should not be, that kufa in his life is not for doing other things, even good things. This is a time when his whole mitzvah is, when you ask him where you are, he should say, I'm in this yeshiva. Where are you from? I'm from this yeshiva. Because that's his mitzvah. Ayuma kinet golos. Klal Yisrael was nisave. It's a craving of Klal Yisrael. It's our secret fantasy to look like somebody whose address is third row from Roei Pnei Hashchina mitzad ponim, mitzad Arya, mitzad Shor. That's the way a person. That's our fantasy of Klal Yisrael. A person understands that once he's developed that, then he has still not realized the task of Kadosh Baruch Hu. When the time comes that the person needs to and is directed to, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs him to Eretz Yisrael, where the person begins to build, he sits under his geffen and under his tainer, but he doesn't become trapped by it. He builds, and what he builds in Eretz Yisrael, the mile of it is that it's now permanent, because it's not oil, it's not urias, it's because it's stone, and offer, that's why it is permanent. That's why Kedusha that you sweat and put down, the mobile Mishkan doesn't create Kedusha under it. It's above it, there's no sweat putting it up, you open it, you close it, that's it. The Beis HaMikdash, it drew out Kedusha from that Makom, and Lasid Lovay, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malas Aretz Deya, Kamayim Liyamechasim, the fantasy and the reality will meet up. The loftiest of Klal Yisrael's ideals will find its expression in the most rugged and and physical parts of this world, and the permanence and the beauty will come together as one.